Preface to Meditation, number 10. Contradictions. Listen to Thomas Merton. I have become convinced that the contradictions in my life are in some way signs of God's mercy to me. Contradictions. Paradox. We need again and again to return here together, for meditation increasingly exposes them in us and around us, and this is healthy and right. Buddhists constantly remind us that everything is passing away, foundations are bound to shake sooner or later, and there's a lot of shaking going on far and wide in our present world. Increasing uncertainty in so many directions. The pressure to steamroller, to squeeze everything into flat certainties, which has prevailed in our culture for most of my lifetime, seems these days to work less and less. Things are unravelling more and more rapidly. The ego mind loves to have clear-cut answers, to tidy things up, solutions, and gets panicky when one set of solutions starts to unravel into another. This does not make for an easy, well-ordered life. And one of the things that has happened is that most of the pictures of God have unravelled. They don't ring true all that anymore. Living with meditation as a constant dimension in our inner life helps us to be content to live with paradox, with all the contradictions, all the uncertainties that they sometimes explode us into. They were there all the time, of course, as the doctor on TV once reminded us when he said, quite cheerfully and lightheartedly, "We're all born with an incurable condition. We're all going to die." Content to live with uncertainty. Part of that uncertainty is that every human being is called to be much more than we know ourselves to be. We are always being called beyond. Beyond is part of who we are. Meditation steadies us all the time. Meditation encourages us to embrace the opposites as they arrive and which contradict the ego, to hold them close. In the tension of holding them together, God is to be found. Meditation, here's Thomas Merton again, is a direct seeking of the face of the invisible, which cannot be found unless we become lost. Meditation encourages us to lose all the landmarks, signposts, all that gives us any sense of direction in the minutiae of daily living, and get lost. Be nowhere except in the company of the invisible. This is a complete paradox, contradiction to everything we normally do. We are called to know that which cannot be known in meditation. Thomas Merton, once more. There is a country whose centre is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. You don't find it by travelling, but by standing still. This nothing is infinitely more than our ego. Such emptiness is complete exposure to the present moment. And no matter how fragmentary that may be during meditation, this tiny immediacy of the present moment is the voice of eternal life calling us with its complete and final and glorious gift.